Servant Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm Jeff Searcy, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries and your tour guide for this endeavor we call Servant Warrior Radio. Welcome. So glad you are with us. We've got a great show for you today. Later on in the show, we're going to introduce a series that's going to last for about the next 6 weeks. It is called Road Trip. We are going on a road trip. And we all have fond memories. Some of us just have memories of taking these road trips, you know, going on vacations and different things. And, you know, we're going to present life in a different way over the next month and some change. And I really think you're going to enjoy it. And I think it's going to hit home for a couple of spots, but it's going to put things in perspective and kind of present things in a way that maybe we hadn't thought about. But first, what I'd like to, you know, every show, start out with a rant, a little bit of commentary of something that God has put on my heart that I wanted to share with you. And please know right up front, I have prayed about this, and I've asked God to please reveal himself through me and through the words that I say, that it's not about Jeff, but it's just about what he's put on my heart. And I say that to say that there is a very good chance that I'm going to offend somebody over the next couple of minutes. So I hope you will hang in with me until the end. But I want to send a shout out, and I want to lift up the Christian music venues, more specifically, the alternative Christian music and the hard rock Christian music venues around the country that open their doors to all walks and use the music to reach the masses and share the life-changing message of salvation through Jesus Christ. You know, there are those in the religious, in quotes, and church, in quotes, circles who say these venues have crossed the line because the music that's played there has an edge, or it's played through a genre or a style that, one, either we don't understand or we don't like. Listen, you know, I love hard rock music. If you've listened to this show, you know, the music that takes us into breaks and out of breaks usually has a little edge to it. You know, I love that. But you know what? I'm not necessarily a fan of, like, the thrash metal screamer guys. You know, one, I don't understand it. But you know what? There are kids who do listen to them, and they like that music. And really, at the end of the day, who cares about what I think? Kids are piling into these venues to listen to a style of music they like. And not only are they listening to music that they like, but they're hearing the message of salvation in a way and from people that they can relate to. You know, we ask ourselves, why are so many kids leaving the church? I mean, we look around and we look up in the sky waiting for answers to come out. Well, I wonder. You know, instead of passing judgment on something that we don't understand or like, we should be praying for them. You know, we should be praying that God will use these venues and the music that is being played in there for his glory. You know, we need to be praying for God to show us how we can support them. Because here's a reality check, folks. It's not about us or our likes. You know, here's a reality check number two. These venues and these bands are reaching the kids that the church may never see or touch. And if not for these venues and these bands and the artists who play there, the message of salvation may never make it to the ears of those who need it so desperately. You know, the Great Commission says to go and make disciples of all nations. It doesn't say go and talk to the people who look like us. Go and talk to the people who like the same music, who dress like us, who fit a certain mold, who we accept into it. You know what? No. It says go and make disciples of all nations. You know, here's a question that we need to look in the mirror, and that we need to put in our hearts and really ask this difficult question. Why can't we be more like Jesus and less like the Pharisees? Why can't we be more like Jesus and less like the Pharisees? You know, guys, never miss the message for the music. You know, there are there are all walks and different strokes for different folks. You know, there are kids and there are people who listen to it. And you know what? I can think of the alternative. And I can tell you, I would much rather have those kids in places like Murray Hill Theater right here in Jacksonville, who's been in the same spot for 17 years and ministering to countless thousands of kids through music. When those artists stand up on that stage and they share the life-changing message to Christ to both believers and those who don't know Christ. You know, let's pray for these venues that reaches kids that we would never reach. Instead of pointing a finger, let's give them a high five. Let's think of how we support them. We don't have to like it. We don't have to listen to the music. That is our God-given right. But you know what? The way that we judge, we will be judged. Lift these venues up. Let's lift the kids up that go there. And let's pray that God will use the things that happen on that stage and the music that's coming out of the mouths of those singers to reach the masses and the people that we would never reach. Thanks for letting me rant. I need 60 seconds. When we return, I'm going to shed a little encouragement. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. The band Demon Hunter took us out of the last segment, and the band Disciple brought us right back in. I want to let you know that all the music that's played during each show can be found and listed out as it's played during each segment at servantwarriorradio.com. Go take a look and listen to the look and see what the name of the song is and the band. And I encourage you to support these musicians and artists because they are reaching a segment of our population that we may never reach any other way. And they are reaching them with the life-changing message of Christ. Trust me, you know, we should be lifting them up and praying for them that they're able to extend a message that they're the only ones that are able to extend that to a people that they're the only ones that are able to relate to. So I encourage you, lift those up. But before, in the last segment, I said I'm going to extend out a little encouragement. You know, and it's something that God just really put on my heart to share. You know, whenever I read and I in the mornings when during my quiet time and reading God's word, I ask God to reveal to me things that He wants me to understand. And also, as it relates to this radio show, reveal to me things that I need to be sharing with others. A dear friend of mine told me a long time ago, he said, Jeff, you know what? When I read the Bible, I ask God to do three things. And I called him the three C's. He said, I ask God to convict me, I ask God to convince me of His truth, and I ask God to change my heart. And you know, and those three C's has stuck with me for years, and it's something that I ask Him to do every day. And yesterday when I was reading in the passage, and I'm going to ask you, if you have the ability to write this down, write it down. If you got your word, bookmark it. But I want you to write down these three passages, and there are countless passages of encouragement in God's word. But these are the three that He showed me. One is 2 Peter 2, 4 through 9. Another is Psalm 73, 1 through 17. And the last one is Colossians 3, 23 through 25. And God just, He just put it on my heart to share some encouragement. And this came from not only the reading from yesterday morning, but also from a devotional that I have with my sons in the morning or at night. And just the passages of Scripture fit so perfectly together that there was absolutely no doubt that God was revealing this is something that I need to share with the listeners that I have an opportunity to reach through this radio ministry. So there is somebody out right now who needs to hear this word of encouragement because God said, you know what, Jeff, you need to send out some lift up words to guys who feel that they're fighting an uphill battle against doubt, against desires, against the evil that's all around, as we watch non-believers seem to prosper while we as believers, many of us, struggle. He said, Jeff, let them know that I have their back. 2 Peter 2, 4-9 says, "For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment." He has our back. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. And anyone who does wrong will be paid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism." That just tells me, you know what, as God puts this on my heart and I'm doing the right thing and I'm following his word and I'm following his lead, as I watch others around me prosper, and because they don't love the Lord, I almost feel jealous. God says, no, Jeff, don't. Don't go down the road that they're going. I've got you. Psalm 73:1-17 says this, "Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, 'How would God know? Does the Most High know anything?' This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand this, it troubled me deeply, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny." That's what it's telling me. You know, don't look around and see all this prosperity by the unbelievers. Know that God, who I will spend eternity with when I accept him into my heart, has our back. And he's got yours and he's got mine. Hey, listen, I need 120 seconds. When we return, we are going on a road trip. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and I hope that last segment provided some encouragement. Now, I hope that you see that God is in your corner, that God has your back, and that all those people around you that looks like are getting a leg up and you feel like you're getting left out, you keep banging your head against the wall, that every door that you walk up to seems to be locked. And that every time somebody else walks up to a door, he just opens up and walks right through. And you say, you know what, man, that guy doesn't, is not a believer. You know, he doesn't follow Christ. He just does whatever he wants to do. And look at where he is and look at where I am. Listen, know that God is always at work. You know, those three passages from the Bible that I shared, if you didn't get a chance to write them down, they will be on servantwarriorradio.com. But if you want to write them down right now, one was 2 Peter 2, 4-9. The other was Psalm 73, 1 through 17. And the other was Colossians 3, 23 through 25. So I encourage you to go read those. If you feel like you're banging your head against the wall and not going anywhere, look back at God's Word. There are countless passages of encouragement. Those were just three. But just know that the trials that we face in our lives oftentimes are God molding us into the people that He wants us to be. He's molding our character so He can use us. You know, if we're so self-absorbed and, you know, we're going down our own road, God can't use us. We have to be prepared for Him so He can use and work through us. And, you know, and when He works through us, we're the ones actually benefit because we get the desires of our heart. You know, it says, in all our ways acknowledge Him and He will make our paths straight. So give it up to Him and know that you are in the Maker's hands. And you're in a good spot to be. Now, listen, I want to introduce the new series. This is going to be over the next 6 weeks. It's called Road Trip, Life is a Highway. And, you know, we've all had times in our lives that were less than optimal. You know, and thinking back on those times, what caused the wheels to come off? You know, where did it happen? Was I someplace that I shouldn't have been? You know, did I take a left and I really should have taken a right? And, you know, and what caused me to take a wrong turn? Was it my own whacked out sense of navigation, or was I using a GPS? And if I was using a GPS, which I like mine, by the way, I love that thing, did the G stand for global or did it stand for God? So over the next 6 weeks, we're going to look at things from outside the house. We're going to look at life from the road. You know, we're going to challenge some perspectives. We're going to face some hard truths. We're going to hit some things head on, figuratively, of course. You know, but we're going to be real and relevant. We're going to be relentless in our pursuit. You know, and we're definitely going to be radical. But the other thing that we're going to be together on this journey. We're going to hit the road together. You know, because listen, if I'm honest with you, and I've got to be, you know, there's so much that I need to work on. You know, the messages that I share on the show, the devotions when I write, the things that I talk about on the show are things that I struggle with, the things that I deal with. So I'm speaking to me, if not more so than I'm speaking to anyone else. I just want to be transparent. And I want you to know that we're all in this together. You know, I need to work on being a better husband. I need to work on being a better dad, a better servant, and a better follower of Christ. You know, now I know that my righteousness is like filthy rags, and I know there's absolutely nothing that I can do to earn my way into heaven. But what I do know is that if I'm a better follower of Christ, if I focus on Him more, all those other things that I need to work on, well, I have a pretty good idea that they will start to work themselves out. It's got to be less about me and more about Him. But you know what? I don't want to go at this alone. Why would I? It's just like a road trip. You know, yeah, we could go on it by ourselves, but there's no fun in that. The whole part about a road trip is going on with the guys. You know, get everybody, hey, we're going to hit the road. And everybody grabs, you know, jumps in the car and takes off. And I want you with me on this. You know, because we think back on the old days of road trips, college days, or even if you're enjoying them right now, even old guys like me, well, we're, you know, every time we'd love to hit the road. We might enjoy them in a different way now, but we still enjoy them. You know, we got so many different stories that happen on the road. We talk about it, and, you know, and years and years pass, and we still think back on some of those times that, you know, something happened when the guys were out. You know, some of my most embarrassing and exhilarating and joyous and scared and spiritual, inspired and tragic and difficult moments in my life has happened while I was on the road. You know, and I, over the next 6 weeks, I'm going to share some of those with you, you know, from my own heart and share my own personal perspectives, you know, but the memories that we have. You know, and let's think about, too, when we hit a road trip, there were a lot of times, man, you didn't even know where we were going. That didn't make any difference. It's just wherever you ended up is where you ended up. It's more about the trip, the journey, the guys being together. You know, life happens on the road, outside the house. You know, if we want to experience everything God has in store for us. We got to get out of the safe, our safe places, our man caves. You know, and these safe havens are not necessarily the bricks and mortar structures. They could be our jobs, our lifestyles, our habits, our priorities, our attitudes, our perspectives, could be our friends. Now, I don't want to confuse anybody here because, you know, I know what you're probably thinking. You know, wait, Jeff, hang on a second. You know, yeah, if I've got a destructive habit or I'm doing something, you know, my priorities are out of whack, or if I got friends that every time I hang out with them, I get in trouble, yeah, I need to make a change. But you know what? If some of my safe places or my man caves or my perspectives are not bad, they're not destructive, I'm not doing anything wrong, why do I want to leave those? I mean, what are you telling me? Here's what I'm telling you. That if our safe places, if they are keeping us from what God has in store for our lives, regardless of whether it's good or not, then it's dirt we need to shake. Now, please don't misunderstand me here. I'm not telling you to leave a job. I'm not telling you to leave a commitment, especially not saying leave your family. What I'm saying is that we've got to remove the governor off this engine and let it fly. You know, if God says hit the road, we got to hit it with reckless abandon. We got to blow the cobwebs from the carburetor. You know, and then we got to hit what I like to call God's highway of blessings. You know, the cool thing is, though, you know, when we go out on the road, when God tells us go, you know, we come back to that. We know where those safe places are. We get to come back. But you know what? When we come back different. We come back with a different perspective. We come back viewing things differently. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative, but we come back changed in some way. That's what God expects us to do. He wants us out on the road. We can't impact people from inside our house. We can't impact the world that He calls us. You know, we're called to go out and make disciples of all the nations. That doesn't happen when we're sitting in our recliner inside. So listen, over the next 6 weeks, we're going to look at things. We're going to look at all kinds of different perspectives. We're going to look at fast food and country cooking. We're going to look at the car next to us. We're going to talk about detours and roadblocks. We're going to talk about life-changing events that happen on a road. You know, and I've heard it so many times, and it's absolutely worth repeating here. If you want to walk on water, you got to get out of the boat. You know what? But let's modify that for our road trip theme. You know, if we want God's Route 66 experience, we got to get out of the house and we got to hit the road. You know, when Peter got out of the boat, his eyes were focused on Jesus. That's what we've got to do. We've got to leave our safety nets and hit the road. That's where God wants us. You know, at the end of every show, always want to give people the opportunity. You know, if you're out there and you say, Jeff, I don't have a relationship with Christ, but I've listened to you talk about, you know, God's road, the highway of blessings, and that God wants me to experience life, but experience from His perspective and where He wants me. You know, I want that. I want to be on God's road and His path. You know what? We can take care of that right now. If you tell me that, you know, Jeff, you know what? I got on God's road. You know, I accepted Him and I'm a believer. But you know what? I allowed a detour to take me way off path. And I just got farther and farther. I kept going down that road, and I never turned back to get on the right road with God. But I want to do that today. You know what? We can handle both. So if you want to make a life-changing decision today, or you want to rededicate your life, would you pray with me right now? Father God, Lord, I thank You for who You are. I thank You for Your love and Your grace. I thank You for forgiving me. Lord, I am a sinner and I make mistakes, but I know that You love me anyway. And I know that if I ask You into my heart, You will forgive me and I will spend eternity in heaven with You. Use me as You see fit. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you got to get with me. Email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. We want to get you hooked up with believers. We want to get you with people in your area that you know, that can help you through that, because I can tell you, this is an absolute team sport. And if you made a choice to follow Christ today, know that now you are target number one for the enemy. And we never want to go at those battles alone. We want to be with a group of believers who can encourage us and who can empower us and keep us energized, because now you are a threat to the enemy and he will come at you with everything he has. Don't let him win. Don't get in a car by yourself. You know, get in a car with a group. You know, make sure that you're always with other guys. You know, this, again, this is a team sport and we want to go down this road together. So go with me. You know, listen, make sure you're back with us next week. Again, we're going to be hitting the road, and this is going to be a great, great journey. So listen, until next week, keep it real, keep it radical, keep it relentless, and keep it relevant. And definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.